Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Jealous were you of Dorit Kemsley out at a horse farm out in Calabasas or wherever, smoking a cigarette, just dragging one. Ah! Don't you wish it was okay to smoke again? She just looks so cool. She was walking around on this cell phone, cigarette. Ah! Do you like to have a cigarette once in a while?
No.
Oh.
No. I've smoked like 6 cigarettes in my life, maybe, I mean, I was drunk. Apparently, you love to smoke. You know, Luann loves to smoke. I'm not just saying that. No, I'm not. It's not. It's like Luann. I mean, a lot of the housewives love a cig. They love
so
a cig.
So does Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow, even though she's a founder of Goop, she treats herself
right.
To
isn't
a cig.
That a little?
Well, it's funny. My husband and I don't have a ton of friends in Los Angeles, but we did go out with a friend group and we met some new friends this past weekend. And one of the guy is just a professor and doctor of genetics. And he talks about the worst thing that you can do and put in your body is alcohol. Alcohol is and you and I love a cocktail. And I said, worse than cigarettes? And he said, well, what's interesting is cigarettes really impact like the lungs and like some other cancers, but I don't want to say this because I am not a doctor, but basically he's like, if you had one or two cigarettes a week, it would probably be better for you than alcohol. But big asterisks, do not start smoking. Because like he said, it's very hard to tell because some people's genetics are very predisposed to lung cancer. So if you had one to two cigarettes a week, that might, you know, they don't know what combo of genetics are predisposed to that. But in general, alcohol is the biggest leader to cancers more than cigarettes.
What?
I was depressed and I took a big swig of my glass of wine. I said, God, I love booze and I love cigarette. And it ain't a good combo, he said. And if anything, you'd be better off having maybe one cigarette a week. But who's going to have one cigarette? You can have really one cigarette. No one has one cigarette.
I only have depends. If I go out two nights a week, I at most have 6 martinis a week. A week? That's not a lot. Honey, I used to.
A lot. A martini,
honey,
it's all vodka.
At most. My norm is probably 4. And if I only go out one night a week, I only have 2. I used to go to the Regency every night with Harry Dubin. Every night I would get drunk with Mr. Dubin and have 2 to 3 martinis a night. three times I had like 21 martinis a week. My doctor wasn't
I can't judge because for years, I mean, I'm talking till I was probably 35. I mean, every weekend it was just, hungover. I mean, I'm in probably the same. And it's terrible. But he basically said that's like the worst thing you can do for your body is alcohol. Doesn't that suck?
Honey,
don't you love
life,
a cocktail?
Yes. Life is way, way, way too stressful. And when that first sip of vodka touches
your lips, I know.
Heaven.
I know.
But yes,
Dorit like
does smoke.
Okay.
Speaking of people that smoke or are smoking or on fire, rumor is, I mean, I think this rumor has just started because of Mr. Perez Hilton, but apparently it's from a very reliable source that Miss Leaks, Nene Leaks, is heading to the Zeus Network with a talk show of her very, very own. What do you think about this?
I love it. I think this is a fabulous fit. I hope it's true. Good for Perez. Perez is living his most best life. You've had him on your show. I've had him on mine. His best life in Vegas. And although he's despised by the younger generation, he is one of the greatest. I do believe he'll be remembered as one of the greatest, just like our friend Joan Rivers. And because he changed the entire gossip game that is what you now know as TMZ and every entertainment outlet. But anyhow, I love it. She should be a talk show host. I think this is phenomenal. Do you think? I can't wait. I'm in anticipation because we need a good talk show. We need, Wendy is never coming back, ever. So no. Where is our messy, shady, is that going to be Nene? Is there going to be somebody, we always say, because Wendy said it, are you of the people or are you of the industry? And most people are of the industry. And I get it. It's very hard. And once you meet, you and I've met tons of housewives. You want to be kind and it sucks to like meet them and you like them, but then your job is also to critique them. It's very hard. But is Nene going to be that voice? I love it. Do you think this is real? You seem less enthusiastic.
No, I think look, I stand by what I said. I don't think Nene will ever be back on Bravo.
No, never.
I don't think Nene will ever be back on NBC. And Andy could be fired. I mean, that's a whole nother story about Andy. I got some things to say about that at some point. But I do stand by. I think she's done with the NBC family. And that doesn't mean you have to be blacklisted in the whole town. Look, I think Zeus is the right network.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, they gave us Bobby Lights, and I think that Zeus, Nene should have a talk show, and Zeus is a little sloppy. So, right, like, is this talk show going to be what Bethany tried to do, or is this going to be a mixture of, like, watch what happens with maybe a little, Maury thrown in there? Not, I don't know if it's going to be like, who's your daddy? But like, if Zeus is a sloppy network, like they go there. So if this is, look, she just hosted Bad Girls Club reunion. Like if this is Nene, where she could be like, bitch, I don't believe you. Like if she can just be non-corporate Nene and just, like you said, be of the people and interview people. Yeah. I mean, a talk show starts with your own personal monologue and then you go into the interviews. I am here for it. I think this is a great fit. It's in LA, I assume she'll be here for work.
I bet it's in Atlanta.
I don't think they're
shooting a lot of shows in Los Angeles anymore. I mean, as you know, you live in California. It's a very unfriendly business state.
Okay, well, there you go. Even better. I think, listen, Perez, the younger generation, does hate him. I don't really know why. I don't think we'd have a podcast if it wasn't for Perez. I agree with you. I mean, when he comes back on my show, it'll be more of like, let's talk about the current events. The first time he was on my show, I was very much like, thank you for my career because you did pave the way. I agree with everything you said. I think for Perez to be so certain, this is probably happening. And I think it's a great fit, like more power to Nene. I have nothing against Nene. I don't think she'll ever be back on Bravo, and nor should you. Jill Zarin says she never wants to be back on Housewives. Jill Zarin is booked and busy. There is life after Housewives. especially now. So good for Nene.
Well, do you, I mean, it's interesting though. This story's been out there for a hot second. I don't see any other mainstream outlets picking it up from Perez. Why? I mean, maybe he just got such a hot tip that it hasn't been confirmed.
That one.
I love it. She's waited a long time. You know, she said she's been very close to having podcast deals. You know, I guess it's like, can Nene stay out of Nene's way? That's like the hardest part, right? That's the alleged rumor that she is very difficult. So
when it's your show, you know, now we have these things surfacing about Jonathan Van Nuys, that they're very hard to work with on Queer Eye. You know, Wendy, we've heard things about Wendy throughout the years. You know, we hear things about, I mean, Barbara Walters and The View. You know, I mean, I think there is a bigger net when it's your show. You get to act out a little more. But you really don't.
It doesn't last because the greats that you've interviewed, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, you had the last interview with Jerry, with Oprah. You know, you haven't interviewed Oprah yet, but I mean, Oprah. Those folks, there isn't these stories like that you hear from Bethany when Bethany had her talk show and what you've heard about Nene and what you've heard about Wendy. I mean, you know, that documentary that came out, they all said Wendy's been an alcoholic for 10 years on the show. And everyone put up with her because they had enormous ratings. But now look where she is. And you know, the saddest part is I fear that Nene will die broke. Like, not Nene, Wendy. You know, all that work and where's the money going? All that. I mean, it's sad. So the greats, you don't hear. Rosie, you know. Now, Rosie had more trouble once she went to The View. But I know Rosie was particular from what I've heard when she had the Rosie O'Donnell show. But I mean, I don't know. You know, that's the thing. Like, and I guess my other thought too on the Zeus Network. Now Zeus, you know, is Nene's audience going to go to the Zeus Network, or is Nene's audience the Zeus Network? I don't know. That's the other thing, right?
Because I think it might be.
You think? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what type of ratings Zeus brings in. I don't know what type of budgets they have. She's getting paid something. So, it ain't bad. It's better than sitting home. I mean, we've said many times Nene should start a podcast. Well, there's no podcast deal where you're getting a gazillion dollars up front, unless I guess you're Meghan Markle or, you know, Kim Kardashian. But you've got to prove yourself, and then the money's there. And, like, Nene, I don't think a podcast would work for her. I don't think she would do it long enough to see the benefits of the financial success. With TV, you sign on the dotted line and there's the check. So I hope it's true. I wish her no harm. And we'll have to, developing story, TBD.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavored. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her Fertility Aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co.
I'm a little upset with Christina. Well, I feel bad for Christina Applegate. I mean, she's going through a lot too, but you know, I mean, I'll stand by this. This is coming out a week later from the time we record it. But Robin Dixon, as of this recording, is not fired. Now, by the time you hear this in 7 days, she might be fired. Why is everyone going around saying Robin is fired? Do I think Robin will be fired? Yes. Has Robin confirmed this? No one is fired before the reunion. It is false. It is fake. We're still going down this narrative of Robin Dixon is fired. Candace is gone because she made a statement that she's gone. And that's why I think Candace is brilliant for doing this before the reunion. Nobody gets fired before the reunion. Period. The end. I don't care what fucking blog said it. It's fake news. After the reunion, I think Robin will be fired, but I don't think anyone's going to be fired after the Potomac reunion for months and months and months. Because I don't think Potomac is coming back for months and months. So at the time, I think people will be fired. I do not think Robin is coming back. But why is Christina Applegate now running with a story that she's so upset that Robin's not coming back? Robin has not confirmed this. It's fake news, even though she's 99% going to be fired.
Well, Christina Applegate probably has some inside info. I'll tell you what. I don't know if you've been watching that, if you watched the RHOP reunion, but it was very hard to watch. These women hate each other. They hate each other.
Worse than jurors? I don't know about that, girl.
Well, jurors feels a little different because it's family. It's family. And, you know, the assignment for these shows, because we know now most of these women are not really friends in real life. A couple of them are, like Robin and Giselle.
And Jizzy Jizz.
But most of them are not friends in real life. So I think they understand the assignment that you kind of have to find this middle ground because you got to stay friends. I mean, it's very personal. With RHOP, very personal for Chris and Candace and Wendy and
Mia
and I don't even pay attention to NECA. I don't even know why she's there. And Giselle.
Well, she ain't going to be a little much longer, girl. She's going with Robin.
She sits there and chimes in once in a while. It's like, why don't we let her sit in the green room for a second? Like, what? And Giselle and Robin, it's so, and Karen's, I think Karen is the one that goes, oh my God, the paycheck is going away. I mean, Karen's trying to orchestrate, like, we all have love for each other. We all have, you know, we all respect each other. We can all come back together. And it's like, Karen, this is so personal in a way. I'm actually, I really hope that Candace can even tell the story. To me, it's interesting that producers let it get so bad that nobody has had an off the record lunch, maybe they have, with these women and said, okay, come on, we got it. Like, there's got to be some amnesty here, but it is so bad. No, it feels different in a way I there's so many elements
they,
cause
they
to
go
it.
Low in Jersey. They have finstas and trying to kill deals. And I mean, it gets, and Margaret and Teresa hate each other. And I mean, I know for a fact, these people spent hours and days on Finsta and this, trying to destroy each other with the bloggers. And yeah, listen, I think Potomac, I just had it on my Patreon. I just talked about this, that, I mean, Andy says it's not sustainable that Melissa and Teresa don't speak for more than, you know, probably this season. No, I think Potomac is, to me, the second closest to what goes on off camera and toxicity and digging up dirt. And believe it or not, I think Salt Lake is third. But I see what you're saying. I mean, Andy started the reunion by saying, like, can we come together? And I agree with you. The Grand Dame is sitting there. Look, Karen and Giselle are perfect examples of, they know what they're doing. They don't have dinner. They don't have lunch. They don't hate each other. If something happened to Giselle's children or Giselle needed something for her children, she actually could rely on Karen. If Karen's husband, something happened, she could rely on Giselle. It's that, like, they, to me, do it so perfectly. They come together for the season. They're frenemies. They fight. They give each other shade. They don't go, they don't hate each other, Giselle and Karen. They get it. They get it. The two of them together. I think it's a great housewives relationship. I think that's how it should be. I agree with you. She's sitting there and she is like watching the paycheck go away, this Karen, and she sees what's happening.
And look, I can tell you, Robin's done. With Juan not showing up to that reunion, I mean, it's over, right? I mean, you know, because the housewives are, the husbands are the kind of the silent, you know, they're even though they're not paid, I mean, they are the they're beneficiaries, because a lot of these women do make incredible money and they should. But for Juan not to show, I think just says they are done. They're done. They know they're done. They know it's coming to an end. And it's really bad. It was really bad television. It's too bad. It's I don't even know. I can't even describe it. I don't know if other people, our fabulous listeners, are feeling it, but there was such a bitterness. And it's interesting because you know, you got to have a villain, you got to have a good guy every single season, and you have to recognize sometimes you're the villain, you're the good guy, and it helps everybody, right? Rising tides lift all ships. But man, they're not even in the same. And I think Osefo's gone. I think the Professor is out. I think Candy Gal's gone. I think, well, obviously she's quit. I think Robin's gone. But then it's like, I don't even know. Is that a show? I mean, NECA?
I mean,
like,
we're going to come back with Karen. We're going to come back with Karen, Giselle, and Ashley. And just those are the three OGs. And we're going to have a bunch of newbies. I mean, Potomac's in trouble, guys. It is. I mean, this
reunion is painful to watch. It's painful, and Andy doesn't seem like he's having a good time. It's really bad.
It's over.
I
did this again on Patreon, and people were like, I believe.
What did they say?
The long story is there. I can't do it again at the moment, but I really believe that this is the beginning of the end for Housewives. I do. I can't help it. We're spacing things out. We filmed Jersey so long ago and then we held it. And we filmed Dubai so long ago and then we held it. We learned from Jersey and Dubai. Now we're not even filming. We are taking huge breaks. New York is filming now. It took a huge break. Potomac is about to take a huge break. The OC took a minute of a break. Atlanta, calling Atlanta. I mean, we are spacing this out. There's not going to be no more Jersey and Dubai where we film it and hold it. We're just spacing it out. And the only exception is Beverly Hills. And the only exception with Salt Lake is because of Monica and because everyone was heated. They got lucky. And I know from a reliable source, rumor is they were going to cancel Salt Lake. They thought of it and they gave them one last chance, which was season 4. That's what someone told me. I don't know if it's true, but it was from a pretty reliable source.
I know you say that, but it's like, I feel like they don't, like, yes, it's the beginning, the end, but also I feel like they don't have anything else. Like, the days of testing even new reality shows really aren't happening. You guys know I moved to LA to be a producer. It is so difficult, and I think I am a producer in some ways, but in other ways, I feel like I'd have to be so all in it, I couldn't keep my own business. But I will tell you, when I go out on these meetings, they want like dating shows. They want game shows. They don't even want to hear the word talk show. Talk show is completely dead. They don't even want you to say those two words.
And despite the fact that we're saying this about NeNe, but I agree with you.
Well,
nobody wants a talk show, and nobody wants like me and you with two other people sitting around like Access Hollywood talking. So that's dead.
And they're just not testing. The only thing they're testing are family businesses, kind of like Chip and Joanna Gaines, and maybe really, and I'm talking actual real friend groups. Like, we have been friends for a long time and we have something, right? We all got an STD from each other, or we all, by the way, have a third arm or something. Like, they want that, but the days—
Or workplace selling Sunset Vanderpump, but real.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Real. I mean, it not like set up, like our office. And it has to be an interesting, they tried that a lot. They had that PR show on E. They've tried a lot of these business type. The Abbey, you know, there was a reality show about the Abbey right here in West Hollywood on E.
I was going to say, I don't even think those are really working unless it has such a big hook to it. I just don't think those are working. And so I know you say that, but it's like, what is Bravo going to replace? I think they're going to try to hold on as much as possible. And I think maybe in a way them dragging these shows out is because they're hoping like if they slowly release, maybe they'll get more advertisers for that, maybe more eyeballs, because people are like, where's my Bravo fix? So we know in May we're going to get, we're only getting in May, right? Jersey for a while.
Dubai is December. And by the way, they're also spacing out Miami. Miami is about to go through a complete overhaul. I think Alexia is losing her job because she's a big ticket item. They can't just get rid. I think Adriana, Alexia, and Marisol are all gone. That's honestly what I think. We can get into that more if anyone wants. But like, I see what you're saying. I do. I agree. But the money has to make sense. So that, again, is why New York was canceled, in addition to everyone crying, whatever, from season three. It was such an expensive show. Again, the new New York was a success because it cost so little. So I agree with what you're saying, but the numbers on Housewives, when you have Tamra and Shannon and Heather, Emily and Gina have been there forever. Like, the numbers have to make sense for the advertising dollars associated with that show. I agree with you. I don't know what else Bravo has, but that is also a mistake. You and I better fucking start talking about a lot of other stuff besides Bravo, because any podcast, any podcast with Bravo in its title, any webpage Bravo, I just think, I said this 5 years ago, I didn't want to set this podcast up that way. That's why I have other guests. I don't know. I see what you're saying, but the numbers have to make sense. So we're just going to reboot every franchise?
Or could the whole network
slow itself down and just go a different direction?
I think it's going to be a slow burn until the end. I think they're doing a five-year projection. How can we keep—
I agree.
R-H-O-B-H.
I think Housewives is gone in 5 years. I really do. I'm not going to change my mind.
Wow. That's a huge— That'll be interesting. God, somebody bookmark this. I think it will be a very— But I think they're going to, like, how can we space out RHOBH? How can we Roni, how can we at least keep it at a low cost to produce and give it a runway? How can we— RHOC, I think is going to do okay. So there we go. Like, can we keep that, you know— who else is left? Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta is such a marquee for them.
Kenya Moore and Portia together. That ain't cheap right there.
I think there's a lot of— I don't even know how Dubai is still on the air. Married to Medicine does well. I think they're going to play out a lot below deck. Summer House is actually doing fairly well. I think they're going to— the long runway with those. So—
But those are not one producer, one thing. I mean, Below Deck has a lot of things. I mean, yeah, I think diversify. I think that's my plan. Start trying out new shows again. I mean, it's not easy. And this is where Vanderpump is just thriving. I mean, The Valley is doing okay. Now we have Villa, Peacock. I mean, man, Jesus, Vanderpump is just so— God, Lisa Vanderpump is just smiling. Yeah.
Smiling. By the way,
I don't want to be doom and gloom, guys. I hope everyone is happy for 20 years. I'm sorry, guys. What do you want? What do you want from me, Sarah? What do you want?
I want you just the way you are. I love everything you say. But wait a second. Do you believe that Lala held a knife to Faith Stowers? I don't know how to say it. Her throat. I didn't listen to your emergency podcast, but.
Excuse me. I don't see. I mean, Lala apparently is very shocked by this claim. I mean, I can't see it, but, you know. Let's hear how this lawsuit plays out. We'll probably never know. I do think Faith, and I do think I think Carolyn Manzo is going to get money. I don't think this Lisa Shannon has discredited her suit. Look, you have to apply the facts to the letter of the law. It's that simple. I mean, if the law is on your side and the facts are then fit into it, the bad facts don't negate. Like, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in a lawsuit. Like, people could say this and that, and it's like, okay, the law is still on my side. I've told you, every time I've sued someone, I said, please tell me not to sue this person. Tell me not to, and I'll go away. And then when you're told the law is on your side, you will win. Then I'm very conservative with my lawsuits. There you go. So I do think Manzo has a case. I think Faith has a case. I think McSweeney has a case. They call her Leah McSweeney. I call her McSweeney. I think there's money that's going to exchange hands, which is also that's a cost for the Bravo franchise. Let's put that in the negative category of what these housewives cost us. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's set the scene here, which is, so a producer has come out from Girls Trip and says that Carolyn Manzo felt disrespected, but that Brandi Glanville did not sexually harass her. Okay, was the gist of it.
And she said that Manzo did not even say assault in the moment when she said, I feel disrespected, that they said that she never used the word assault and that they checked on her and said, main thing is to make you feel comfortable.
Brandi tweeted then, am I happy about this news? No. Do I feel vindicated? No. I'm fucking more pissed than ever. What these producers do to make a TV show is disgraceful and disgusting. I begged for them to intervene. I almost died, took a lawsuit, and I'm not okay. What do you make of that? How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right? You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
Well, I understand. She wants roll tape. Phaedra Parks is over here bopping around saying that she sees things a little different. Phaedra Parks, be careful, girl. Do-do-do-do-do. You are still in Traitors, married to medicine. Maybe Atlanta? Can we afford to add a third heavy hitter with Kenya and Dat? Do we have the money for that? Phaedra will be cheaper than Kenya and Portia. Portius. You know, be careful, Phaedra. You're still employed by the network. Don't you defend Brandy too much. They'll cut you off. Portius. That's what they do. They punish. It's all about control with Bravo. It's all about control. They want to control you. Sarah told me a long time ago, you're either of the people or you're of the business. I am of the people. Bravo Network can suck my 10-incher. It's 10 inches and they can suck it. Wow. I mean, I can't spend my life kissing ass.
I love so many of the people on television.
I love them. I love them. I love Bravo. I love the housewives. But I cannot be controlled with a crumb. Now, I'm open to bargaining. Like when Avery Singer was on the podcast and wanted the edit, I said, we can bargain. We have an edit. You produce Ramona. Oh, you want an edit without producing Ramona? Fuck off. So I am not burning any bridges. I'm into the now, like, let's wheel and deal for now. Bravo wants something from me? Great. You got to produce somebody. Kristen, Jack, well, let's go down the list. Granted, I get these people without the damn network, but I don't believe in a fake promise. That's what I mean. So when someone like a Brandy finally wakes up, it is like, oh, I get it. They're promising me this. Shh, keep quiet. Don't talk about this. Shh, because we're going to give you, they're not giving you nothing, Brandy. So I like when someone realizes, like, I hate to see people with a fake carrot dangled in front of them. I don't believe in that. I believe in, like, listen, I just said, I, you know, whatever, the Bravo Network can buy me. Like, I'll do, you know, you want to work together? Sure, we could change the whole narrative here behind the velvet rope. If that's not happening and you're promising me this bullshit behind the closed doors, I'm not falling for that. So I think Brandy is like, roll tape. Roll the fucking tape. You know, you're holding this over my head. This narrative is out there. I just want people to see. The problem is, I mean, you can't roll an unedited tape for the world. That would take 9 months. We'd be watching for 9 years. So whatever is edited, I don't know if it's going to justify. But we're never going to see this. It's just we're never going to see it. I don't know what else to tell people. I said this right when it happened. We're never going to
do you really think that all these people are going to get money, though? NeNe Leakes. I mean, what is NeNe got? Her case was dismissed. She got massive, massive lawyer bills, I'd imagine.
Well, maybe not. I mean, you know, it does set a bad precedent if we just start paying people out, right? So I think they're going to fight it. That's what's happening. But look, it's not good. Whether they get money or not, this stuff is costing them money, whereas the three people that are suing have... I assume there's contingent cases. Like, if you have a lawyer that's working contingent, it's like,
you think NeNe's? And now NeNe apparently is still in litigation with Bravo.
I mean, that's
still,
years. That's, but they're still trying to work it out. So yeah, NeNe might get money. Sure.
I think that, I don't know, NBC is going to get bitter. And they're going to get, I mean, they've got the problem with an NBC is they have the means to drag it out and drag it out, and drag it out.
But
unless, yes. Unless real wrongs have really been committed, I don't know.
But if it's costing them money, I mean, you have to go to external counsel when it's a lawsuit. Your internal counsel doesn't handle this. And so like Manzo is probably spending zero. McSwiney is spending zero. Faith Stowers is spending. So like if you are suing someone contingent and you're spending zero, who cares? It's costing you $0. A year from now, it's still costing you $0. But it's not costing NBC zero.
And
they have to do all this. They have to pay, I don't know. Maybe the joke's on me. Maybe no one will get any money.
All right. I want to ask you about some other things, though.
Maybe I have a weird view of the world. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Well, I want to talk about Lori Peterson and her son passing away from a drug overdose. Lori, an OG of RHOC, originally worked for Vicki Gunvalson, if people remember. I mean, just had a tough life, don't you think? Tough life, divorced. And her son,
she's married to a wealthy guy and is very happy. So that part's not so tough.
Okay, well, then things got better. But Josh,
then things got better. And she also doesn't want to be on the show. She's in that category of people that like left the show on their own. She got married and wanted nothing to do with this craziness. But go on.
Well, anyway, her son, Josh, passed away, drug overdose. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very sad. Very sad. That story is so heartbreaking. May he rest in peace. And sounds like he's finally at peace, because the poor guy had such a drug battle for so long. And I have to imagine, as a mother, and I know people listening have siblings or have parents that are addicts that just can never get – it's the worst. I always think it's the lowest depth of misery to be an addict. It's so hard. It's hard for everybody around you. He has a daughter. It's just – it breaks everybody. And sometimes you just – people can't – they just can't do it. And he died in a hotel room by himself, surrounded by drugs. It's 35.
Been and he out just jail. Got out of dry. He just got out of jail. So that's sad.
I know.
That is sad. Like, you gotta, I mean, look, there's even Nene talked about this in one of her interviews, you know, about her son, and I'm not comparing them, but yeah, I mean, look, there's nothing you can do when someone is an addict. It's like the same thing with AA. Like, you can lead someone there, drive them, have an intervention. Like, someone has to want it. They have to want it. You can't control people's actions. So you battle the demon of addiction. It's a real thing. And it's, yeah, my heart aches for her. And I mean, his sister who was on the show, Ashley, posted a tribute. And
I know, break your heart. Break your heart. So
break your heart.
Sending them as positive vibes as we can. But there was another piece of gossip I wanted your opinion.
Jizzy Jizz and Robin, that video of the Minaj concert.
Yeah, they weren't allowed to like get too close to
trying
Minaj.
To sneak down to the front row and say, "Hey, girl,
I didn't think
you hosted our reunion." Denied, Jizzy Jizz and Robin. Pay for the ticket for the front row, girl. Shit's not cheap, I have to tell you. J-Lo just revamped her tour to call it the greatest hits, even though we canceled eight dates. She says it's going to be a greatest hits tour.
It's not going well.
I thought of it, but I've already gone. And I didn't like her meet and greet price, so I'm going to pass on that one.
She's a legend. She was incredible at the Super Bowl, but I don't think that tour is going to do well. I don't, to be quite honest, I don't know. I haven't researched it, but I don't think Justin Timberlake's tour is doing very well either.
I have tickets to two dates. I know you asked me if I want to go with you here. Maybe I'll sell one of my dates in back east.
Yeah, please. We got to buy tickets. I mean, actually, there's no rush, I don't think, but we do need to, we should buy tickets and go see him SoFi Stadium here in May 18th.
Is it SoFi? I think it's Kia at Englewood.
Okay, that's not great. That's not great. We're only doing the Forum?
See?
Okay, that's, I thought it was SoFi. Are you kidding?
I could be wrong. I got to check my sources, now, call look, my team.
I can only sell out your local comedy store. So, I mean, I shouldn't be like, oh, wow, only the Kia Forum.
Let me tell you something. These live tours are hard. You and I have talked about this. Everybody's on a live tour. Sarah and I get questions. Not questions. We get approached to do a live tour quite almost every day.
God, you're right.
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I think he's at the Kia.
Not sure how I feel about it. See, he's at the Kia. I'm not sure how I feel about a live tour. Love everyone. If you see me out and you listen to this podcast, come up. By the way,
all right, I'm going to see
I'm
you.
Available okay, to what? Be booked for podcast coaching if you're just starting out a podcast. Or you're an established podcast that's making no money after a year. Come on, let's get in shape. I'm available, and I'm also available for life coaching. People do book me. As someone said in my DMs the other day, people really book you. They do book me. It's how I spend my weekends. I have no life. So book me, but my point is you can book me there. Or we're available for dinners, me and Sarah together, me and Sarah alone. Someone asked if that was serious and they can fly us to New Orleans. I said, yeah, we're available for dinners. We can thank Jeff Lewis for that. Jeff's a live genius. Tour is, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Well, to be determined.
TBD.
So wait a sec. I wanted to ask you about... You got a listener, right, that wrote to you about Sonia Morgan's live
show. I knew you were going to bring this
up. Speaking of live shows. And it wasn't good. And then there's a video circulating where Sonia Rita gets on a chair falls off the chair trying to do a split. Is this? Now, interestingly enough, the comments under that were like, God, I love my girl Sonia. I love her. I mean, do you think, but the fan that wrote to you kind of had a scathing review about Sonia. We paid this money to go see her. She was sloppy ass drunk.
Let me read it, okay?
Read it. This is not, I mean, I don't know. Or do people love this? Is this our future? Should we embrace the booze? Life
First
is short.
Of all,
okay, go.
Shame on you because you are opening old wounds with me. Now, I have had Sonia's intern on, love Miss Meg, and I was invited 2 years, 3 years ago, whatever the fuck it was, to Sonia's friends and family unveiling of Sonia in the City. I was hoping you would not bring this up. I then gave a review that was as kind as I could be based on the fact that I was invited as friends and family. But again, Sarah says you're either of the people or of the industry. This is why you listen to us. You want to know my problem with most Bravo podcasts? Really, I can sum it up. They want to be friends with the people. They want to be famous. We don't, I mean, I wouldn't mind more friends in my life. I wouldn't mind being famous. But that is not my job. My job is to be honest. And that is why you tune into this podcast. So I was as nice as I could be with my review of Sonia and the City, but I had to be honest. I toned it down drastically to protect Miss Morgan. Then I was blocked by the bitch. Yes, I've seen her. I saw her at Crappy Lake for Luann. I run into Sonia. We just look away and part ways. So sorry, Sonia, that you blocked me. Well, maybe you should have put on a different show. It wasn't good. You've opened a wound, Sarah. Miss Morgan has blocked me. Now, minding my own business, a listener who doesn't even know that I did this show because it was years ago, slipped into my DMs. I didn't ask for this. This just appeared in my DMs. And they apparently didn't listen that I already did a show. They said, David, and we're not going to mention this person's name. We'll protect them. Well, I mean, it said, David, I am a huge fan and I've listened to you since the beginning of your podcast. I have to tell, this just came the other day. I have to tell you that I have never been more disappointed in a housewife in my life. Tonight, me, my mom, and my aunt went to see Sonia in your city. We've been looking forward to it for months as we all love Sonia. It was horrible, all capitals. The show itself wasn't that great. She progressively got drunker and drunker during the Q&A. She didn't even answer the questions, just rambled about another topic. What really pissed us off, though, was the meet and greet. We waited in line for over an hour. I know how you feel about that, Sarah. Oh. We waited in line for over an hour before she was even ready. We were towards the back of the line, and after waiting for We were towards the back of the line, and after waiting over 2 hours, we finally saw her, and she was beyond rude. Didn't even say hi to us, and we tried to talk to her. Then when my aunt was in the middle of talking to her, she cut her off and shooed us away and said that she had a line after we'd been waiting and standing in line for over 2 hours. Everyone in line for the meet and greet was pissed off. It was a horrible experience. Those tickets for the meet and greet cost $100, which is a lot of money to a lot of people. The three of us are disappointed. On top of that, the guy taking photos took awful photos. So we didn't even get a decent photo out over it. I just wanted to message you and vent and get the word out that Sonia's show is a rip. I love you and your podcast, especially you and Sarah. Shout out for Sarah Fraser. Now Sarah's awake and listening. I responded to this person and said, here's a link to my review. Word for word, your review is what I said. And I said it in a much nicer way. And then she blocked me. She's very upset with me and she's hurt. And look, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude or mean. That was my experience. That's my honest opinion. Go get your bag, Sonia. I experienced all of this. I felt she was inebriated during the show and got drunker and drunker. This video did just resurface where she fell off the chair after doing the split. And maybe that's what you want. And maybe that sounds like a fun night out, but when you're there, I mean, to me, it was uncomfortable. I've said this. I feel Sonia is like what some people say about Shannon, although I don't think Shannon's as bad. It's like, this is the reality reckoning. Everyone's like, oh God, we don't want to hear about this. But like when Sonia was still on the show and you hear rumors that like they are thrilled with you. I've been to things, the filmings for New York. Go have another drink. Like they love a drunk Sonia. Like that's where it's like, I don't think it's not okay. I'm convinced Sonia wasn't coming back for season 14 if we didn't recast Roni. I was saying the whole time I thought Ramona and Luann were coming back. That was it. No Ebony, even though I love her. No Leah and no Sonia. That's just my experience with Sonia. I don't wish her any harm. I just think she's drinking to hide the pain of life, which I get it, but that's, I think she has a problem.
I mean, it seems like mixed reviews. I know that fan wasn't a fan, but you know, that video, the drunk video, people were like, oh my God, I just love you. It. Like people seem to, I feel like it's very split. Like people love that she's just sloppy and messy and maybe that's just her. And I think obviously Lou has been very open that she's on the wagon, off the wagon. You know, I mean, I don't know. People seem to like it. I guess to me, I'm with you. I don't know. But this is probably why I'm not famous. To me, I feel like that is just such the lowest. Again, like I feel like that's sad. Like I don't really want to be 60 years old, drunk on a stool, falling off. I mean, to me, people are laughing at you. Even if people are like, oh, girl, I love you. Like, is that, I mean, you have a daughter. I don't know. But see, I think this is the problem. I'm becoming too, like, I think I'm becoming my parents. I think.
No, I'm like, I'm there in a way. Are we conservative? I'm not judging. Yes, yes. I just, when people, like, right, like people are reaching out to me over the summer, some of these housewives, like, oh my God, I'm like, I can't afford to stay in the Hamptons. Can I stay at your house with you? And like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying like, when people aspire to be this, I respect all these wonderful people listening that are in real jobs and pay for their dinner. I don't know. I mean, people That's might the love thing. Sonia I mean, like that, and more power to you. If you guys are enjoying Sonia in the City, I am not taking that away from her. She fell off the chair recently. We saw the video and I just thought, I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up, but that is, this DM was my experience too. And it just wasn't for me. That's right. All.
Anyway, well,
I mean, Luann, you can't even compare it, you know.
Oh, her show. Yeah, I know.
Like Luann is like it's a real show. She's on the stage. There are songs. I know Sonia's shtick is a little different. It's cabaret-esque, but I don't know. And like, I'm not, right. Like I feel bad for her. So like, I feel bad. Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't want to be a troll, but that's my honest opinion of the show.
I maybe she's great. Maybe the show is really great and she saves it and gets hammered at the end and it's sort of like funny. I don't know. It just didn't sound like a great review. And I'm with you. People come and spend their money and, but I've done some live podcast shows and I've fallen off the edge too. So I don't know. That wasn't good. I would never do that again.
You weren't drunk on stage.
Yes. Yeah, I've been. I mean, I wasn't like fall off the chair drunk, but I've been, yeah, probably too drunk for the audience. Yeah.
See, when I did my live shows at City Winery at night, I did have a martini on stage and I sipped it. But I, in the green room before, only had coffee and food. And then on stage, I had coffee with a martini. So like to me, when I work, it's all about coffee. I've only been drunk on air once with Catherine Edwards. It was one season of doing.
That's so funny.
Well, we decided we were going to drink together. It was one season when everyone's going to be like, where's Catherine? I speak to Catherine all the time. Everyone thinks the friendships are fractured when you don't bring them. We did it was the final of the Beverly Hills reunion. I'm like, girl, we survived. And we just drank and whatever. That was it. Just one time I got really fucking drunk on air, which I probably should get drunk more often. Maybe I'd be nicer. I don't know. There you go. But
all right.
My experience with Sonia is she shoes. And my experiences, even regardless of this, have not been pleasant. I've always said that. I don't find her to be pleasant. Did you say something?
No, I'm just, Sonia is a classic. She's a classic. But found that review to be sad, and I found the falling off the chair to be sad. And I none of these people are worth waiting an hour to me. I'm sorry. I'm very negative, Nancy. On the
see that part, too. That part I don't mind because that part I'm used
are
to.
You like when we went to see Band Hall. No, when we do our live tour, I'll tell you right now. If the meet and greet starts at 6, we are there at 6:15. I am there at 6:15, kissing babies, yes. Shaking hands, toasting with bubbly. I am not.
When I did my meet and greet last one at City Winery.
We are not fucking holding these people.
No. Like 5 minutes, that's enough. I agree. I totally agree with you.
Like it's such a fucking waste. Like, I'm sorry, Sandoval. Now, I thought Tom did actually, I thought his show was great. But like that meet and greet hold was so stupid. It's like, and they always are like, they always do that to like try to build momentum or they want a line out front. You know, I mean, come on, this is like club ownership 101, you know? I mean,
Sarah was not impressed when we went to see Sandoval.
I could care less. Like get over yourself. Like we're all these people, like we have a life. Like, I mean, sorry, I have a child I'd rather spend an hour with instead of Tom Sandoval. But I mean, I wanted to meet him, but that was just like, be on time. Not
I was
interested.
Like, girl.
Not interested.
Well, when you and I do our live show, we will be everyone who buys our meet and greet. By the way, my last meet and greet was only $40, a bargain. I mean, you had to buy the $25 ticket, $65 all in. We will be on time.
Yes,
I
our totally hair and makeup will be done. You know, if this meet and greet starts at 6, we're only holding you until 6:15. And then we're come in. Take a photo. We value your time, your money. Like, that is crazy to me. And in a way, I'm J-Lo for her, like, meet and greet, please. I'm sure she'd be an hour and a half late. I'm sorry, your friend Madonna. In Madonna's dream. I wouldn't even go to her concert. The fact that she shows up 2 hours, 3 hours. And which I know now everybody knows. So it's like, but are you kidding? Like I'm going to go.
Moved.
I don't care who's speaking. At 11 o'clock at night? No.
Okay, first of all, it starts now like around 10 or like 9:50. Madonna's got a little better. She wants the suit thrown out for being late. I don't think those people have. I did the J-Lo meet and greet in Vegas many years ago.
I'll tell
Believe
you
it or not, I think you only waited like 45 minutes.
The best concert I've ever been to in the past 6 months was the Eagles. I swear to God. The Eagles at the Kia Forum. Those guys, 74 years old, okay? They started like 15 minutes after call time. It was Steely Dan. Everybody sat in their seat. It was the most glorious concert I've been to. You sit there and you have a glass of wine and you eat popcorn and absolutely no one gets out of their seat. Probably because they'll break a hip, but it's my favorite audience. And I swear to God, and they brought the house down. That
you
is
know,
a concert.
He's coming to Radio City over the summer where I'm going to be. I already saw him, but Manilow, Mr. Manilow, Barry Manilow. What a lovely concert
Looks
that is.
Like
you sit there. You sit there, you have your drink, you enjoy him, you clap, and there's another hit, you clap.
What's your favorite Manilow? What's your very favorite Barry? It looks like we made it.
Probably like, I like Can't Smile Without You.
Can't Smile. At the Copacabana.
And by the way, we apologize to all the children. We know we have a big contingency in the 20s. We apologize. There's a guy, his name is Barry Manilow. Some people consider him an icon. He is an icon. He was friends with Suzanne Summers, our guest here behind the We are so sorry that we have. No, listen, I'm not really, Madonna's different. I'll always go to Madonna, but I mean, we did it for Tom Sandoval. I can't really do like a general admission anymore. I can't really do that. Like I'm not waiting in line. A lot of concerts are not what they were for me anymore. I find them kind of boring these days.
Are we living up to our Oscar and Elmo nicknames that a...
I just want to go to a nice restaurant. I told you I went to Giorgio Baldi finally and have my drink. Have another drink, get a little buzzed, have some good conversation, have some good food, and pass the fuck out. Okay? When you call me at 10 o'clock at night and I'm not answering because I'm sleeping, I'm calling you back at like 4 a.m. because that's when my day starts. I'm like a morning person. I'm old. I don't want to be out at night.
Dude, this is why I gave up my stand-up career.
Jesus Christ. No, I mean, I'll go out at night for work if you want to book me. Oh. And by the way, when I'm out, I'll stay out all night. But like a club, ugh. And the West Hollywood bars, which God help me, I've been to many times recently. Ugh. It's all the fucking same. You go to High Tops, you look across the street, there's Tom Tom.
Okay, I do want to go out and dance. Like the friend group that we went out with last week, we all said, okay, we're going to do Craig's and clubs. Like we're going to do Craig's and then we're going to go to clubs on like a Thursday night. And get
there's
like,
an 80s party downtown where they only play 80s music. That sounds fun.
Oh, we should go to that. Night. Okay. I mean, I say that. And then the night of, you and I do this whole text dance where I text David and I'm like, are we on? And then I don't hear from him for like 2 hours, which that right there means we're not on because David is always on his text and phone. And then he always says to me, oh, I'll call you in an hour. This means he doesn't want to go, everybody. Okay. Because he never says that.
I'm more into like a dinner when it's like tickets to something. I'm like, oh, do we really feel like this? And anything Bravo related is normally.
And he calls me. Oh, hi. I go, well, I don't really want to go either. Okay, great.
Right. I'm like, really? You? Okay. I see it out here. She says she doesn't really want to go. Well, okay. And then sometimes like 2 hours later, you'll call me back and now I'll already be in the psychological mode of like, oh, she's not going. I'm ordering fucking Chinese food. Like, let's just fucking go for it. And then Sarah was like, okay, maybe we should go. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I just like, I'm sitting in front of like General Tso's and like 12 egg rolls and I'm in sweats. Like, are you serious? Your window has passed. Go to bed. You'll be happier in the morning.
That's what he tells me.
We do need a dinner before I leave.
We have to. We have to. I know because it's becoming Hampton season. So we are going to go to a fabulous. Where are we going? Cipriani's? Where are we going on a Wednesday night?
I already went.
Do you want to go again? Or you went once and you can't go to Cipriani's?
Let's go somewhere. Let's go somewhere else.
Where are we going?
There's a lot of good places. We can go to Chateau Marmont. We can go to Medeo.
Yeah, but Chateau Marmont. All right.
It's a late night thing. Here
we're
we
not
are.
Going there. We gotta go somewhere like 6:30, 7 o'clock, where all the stars go on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Medeo in West Hollywood.
Medeo, Cipriani's, Craig's. Where else? I feel like there's another one on that Craig's strip
new.
Now.
Someplace new. All right. We can go to Olivetta, owned by our friend Melissa Hermer from Ladies in London. I haven't been to Olivetta yet. It's right near Sutton Store.
Go there. All right, let's go there. Let's go there. Okay.
It's nice. It will be like a nice dinner for us.
I gotta go pee.
And then we can go to bed at 8 o'clock. Okay, love you, Mom.
Love you, leave you. Bye, Gorge.
Bye.